other station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, April 17th, and we're back.
We are.
Yeah.
And alive. I don't know how.
You ran up the stairs?
Yes.
Four stories.
Okay, because this elevator is like, you know, 14th century.
Slow. Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's like the oldest elevator on the planet. It's the slowest thing ever.
It's not old. It's just slow. Yeah.
It's just like literally slow. So.
And, you know, I mean, we were on the second floor before, so you didn't have to wait that long.
Now I we're forgot. On the fourth floor. I forgot. And the funny thing is I've never taken the stairs here. So yeah. I go in and I'm like, whatever. It's four floors. It's nothing. I don't care. And I look up and I'm like, oh my God, they're so steep.
Really?
Those stairs are so steep. And I'm like, wow. Okay, what did I do? And of course, like, the parking lot guy was being, so I just took off so he couldn't find me.
Oh,
that's kind of what happened. So, well, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I wanted to take off before he could be like, wait, give me your keys. Because I'm not so sure I want to give him my keys. I know this sounds ridiculous. I'm a little funny. Not that it matters because my car is like crap, but I just don't want people in my car. I don't like them in my car.
Yeah, I know. I don't like valet parking for that reason, you know.
But so, I didn't want to give him my keys because, I hate to say it, but, like, I'm so used. I love Carlos. Like, I miss Carlos.
I know. Yeah, we miss that part. Yeah. I mean, that's for sure, you know. But
I don't know this guy. And every day.
I don't either. He's a new guy, right?
Every day we come here, it's a new guy.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, we're like, sorry, didn't mean, but, like, we're treating O'Day Mexicans. Like, every day it's a new Mexican. And that's what we mean, but, like, I don't know who they are.
Right.
I don't know where they come from. And are they really working here, or are they just staying there working
here? Oh, come on now.
You know what I mean? I'm, like, giving my keys to, like, some person who's going to, like, pawn my car somewhere, and, like, pieces are gone, and, like, you know? So
until
I know people, they're not getting my keys. So I ran as fast as I could, and I ran all the way up the stairs.
You're such a troublemaker.
I'm
not
a troublemaker. I'm being a realist.
No, you're not being a realist. When you go into a parking, that's their property. You got to do what they tell you.
No. Since when do I follow rules?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
so you're a troublemaker.
Rules are meant to be broken. Anyway.
Okay, just don't get us in trouble, okay?
I just don't know what you speak of.
We want to stay here for a while.
Anyway, so yeah, I ran up the stairs and I'm like, well, which will be faster, the elevator or the stairs? And then I realized, well, probably the stairs anyway. So that was that.
That's crazy, man. But for you, it's not a big deal. I mean, you're in good shape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back in shape. I mean, because I've been out for so long because of the motorcycle accident that I'm just now able to, like, get back, you know? So, I mean, I've been doing yoga, and even when I run, though, it still hurts.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, I'm wearing this today because it's making me, like, after I leave here, it's making me go to Pilates because I'm wearing it, you know? There's no excuse. Like, I'm in gear.
Right.
Like, I have to go.
Yeah, so you've been slacking off for a while? I mean, you haven't been going as much.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't, so.
Yeah.
But now I'm forcing, even though I'm not really, I shouldn't be fully doing too much, I don't care. I mean, I need to.
Yeah, that's true. You need to be on the move all the time. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, how have you been? What did you do over the weekend? Did you have fun?
I did so much. Well, I worked at convention, you know, and God, I'm like, I love doing conventions because they're fun, but, like, it's so overwhelming.
Really?
You know, there's, like, thousands of people, and you're talking and saying the same thing over and over.
Wow.
And then you got to try and be creative and, like, come up with different ways to say it.
Right.
But the cool thing was, is, like, you know, I'm paid to, like, just stand there and look hot, basically.
Right, yeah.
But, which is fun, you know, I don't have to do magic and just be like, oh, look at this.
Get all the attention and everything.
Exactly. But they were like, they had a goal of, like, it was a medical show too. So it wasn't like it was like awesome stuff. You know, like the natural food product show. That was amazing. I was like in heaven.
Right.
You never know. Some of the shows are really cool and some aren't. This was a dental show. Like I care. Like, you know, my whole goal was like, who can give me free whitening? That's what I wanted.
Did you get what?
Well, I made some friends. So, and I was like, who can I get free toothbrushes from? I want an electronic one. You know, right. That was like my goal. Like, I just want free stuff.
Yeah.
But I really don't want anything here because I don't really care about any of it. You know,
right.
Except for the white thing.
Yeah,
like, that'd be great.
Stuff, right.
Right.
Yeah, you see, if it was your stuff or stuff you relate to,
right.
Then it wouldn't bother you to say the same thing all over again.
But so
you
then
know?
Here's the thing. If it's a yoga festival, for example, right. Like, and you have me working there, I am not paying attention to your booth. I'm not. I'm not going to. Like, it was kind of like, I admit it, kind of like the Natural Food Products Expo. I was there and I was paid to be there, but like, you know, I went on break a few times. I had to go to the bathroom a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to like look around and get stuff, you know? So where it's a dental show, it's like, I'm just going to the bathroom to kill time because, oh my God, this is so boring.
Really? Like, how many hours every day? Like 10 hours
like,
or something?
It's like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Every day. And it's all the way in Anaheim. So
and
it's
you
like,
got to stand on your feet the whole time, and, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But, I mean, actually, this group was really cool that I work with. And we had a goal of, like, selling 25 of these. I mean, they're expensive, these, like, $1,000 thingy, whatever. Just, like, I don't know. Anyway, I went up selling 50.
Oh, yeah?
And that was me.
Wow, you
like,
sold 50.
I know, but I didn't get anything from it. I was like, damn. Because some shows, like, they'll be like, oh, well, if you actually sell stuff, we'll give you a kickback, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't. I was just bored, so I was just like, I don't know. I'm talking to people, winking at, like, you know, the dentist, and they come over, these old, dirty men.
I know, all these conventions are usually men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. The Food Products Expo and things like, you know, more natural
I guess
are a lot of
women. Huh?
Yeah, so you can't, the winking doesn't really work.
No, huh?
Like, no, not so much. No.
Do you really wink to people?
I mean, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
You don't wink.
But like, you know, the best ones are like Magic.
Uh-huh.
Magic is like the best one, okay, because it's a clothing show.
Uh-huh.
It's clothing, like all kinds of like, there's like some accessories, tons of shoes.
Mm.
So that I like because...
Right.
You go around and you make friends and you can trade.
Right.
Like, you can trade, like, cool things, you
right.
know? I have nothing to trade. Like, I was sitting there. Okay, there was this bling area next to me at the dental thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I want a pink blingy, like, necklace thing. And they're like, because it's like you put your badge on it. I go to so many trade shows that, you know, it's fun to have, like, cool badge things. And they're like, well, you have to buy something. And I'm like, well, clearly I'm not in your industry. So I don't want to buy anything. So like, they sell like pink latex gloves. Yeah, let me come home with some pink latex gloves. Hey, honey, look what I got. You know what I mean? Like, that's just weird.
A rectal exam.
Seriously. So I was like, really? And like, the girl was being a total wench about it.
Right.
So of course I made friends with the guys when the girls weren't looking. And I'm like, come on, like, give me one. I trade you, but I don't know what to trade you. A piece of paper? Like, I don't know. I don't have anything cool. Or at least at, like, the apparel shows, you've got, like, cool stuff you can trade.
Right.
You know? Or, like, the food product shows.
Yeah.
You're, like, doing trade up.
I'm sure you had
making
something
deals.
In mind that you could
I
trade.
I just want free stuff.
Yeah.
The thing is like, I'll wear it or I'll use it, you
right.
know? And then I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So. All right.
Anyways.
Well, we've got a great guest in the studio. You invited Stefan, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's great to be in lovely sunny California.
There you
go. CA.
Yeah. You're not usually in Southern California?
I go a little bit back and forth, but I guess I've been here for 4 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, where do you go back to?
Go back to Norway.
Oh,
Norway,
really?
Sweden.
You're from Norway?
Absolutely. The,
wow.
The land
mm-hmm.
of the hot chicks, expensive gasoline, and
lots
good salmon.
Lots of blonde chicks,
good salmon.
Lots of blonde chicks there. I was in Denmark a couple times. And I was just floored by the girls. I was a lot younger, too. So, yeah, I was...
Did
so there
you
were
get
a couple
lucky?
Of adventures. Yeah, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I was like 16, 17 years old.
Nice.
You know, yeah. And I was with a friend. We traveled with a family and stuff. But, yeah, we went and picked up some women. So you're right. They're very beautiful. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great place. But
so
California is just as good. I love
right,
it out here.
Right, there's a lot of beautiful women here, too. So why did you leave Norway if you have so many beautiful women there?
Well, I mean, what about the guys? No, but we actually, I lived in Hawaii for a while, met a group of fantastic Norwegian guys.
Yeah.
And we ended up starting a lifestyle brand 10 years ago called Moods of Norway.
What's a lifestyle brand?
Well, I mean, we just started doing suit jackets, woven shirts, t-shirts, and hoodies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see.
Kind of turned into...
this is what he's wearing now.
I don't know. We actually make a living out of it now, so it's pretty good.
Wow.
They're amazing. I mean, they're on Robertson, and it's like, I mean, it's amazing.
Okay, so give us the name of the company so people can check it out.
Yeah, no, so we've been down for 4 years on Robertson Boulevard. The store is called Moods of Norway, like Happy Moods. Got some great products, mostly for men, but we also, you know, sell quite a bit of good women's product.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you met these guys, and how did you... There, they need your key, Virginia.
All right. You lost the key running up the stairs.
Yeah, no, she just didn't give it to the guy. I told you you're going to get us in trouble.
Well, I thought it was our assigned parking spot.
Was that the valet guy?
Yeah. No, well, this one is not. This guy works here.
I just saw him driving off with your car, wasn't he?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Well, that's the thing. Like, they told us we had assigned spots. Or he explained to me, this is where you'll park. The other guy, I haven't seen him in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So I've been parking there every day, same spot. So I assume that's our spot.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you just should have left the keys. But I mean, you know, if there wasn't
like
somebody
I said,
there, you could park.
They not only so sure. Some, he really worked here. I've never seen him. He's not wearing a shirt.
You know,
that
yeah.
That,
that's what I do. I don't even park here anymore. And yeah. I don't even know him. So anyway, Moods of Norway. And the name of the website is?
Moodsofnorway.com.
Moodsofnorway.com.
So if you guys are out there, you can go to moodsofnorway.com, check it out, or Twitter is at moodsofnorway.
Yeah.
And, actually, really, something happened a few months ago. We had this fashion journalist, Lloyd Boston. He's been working with Oprah and the Today Show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he created something called yearinabrand.com. And he decided to follow one brand. And I guess he liked kind of the pants we had at the time. And so he decided to follow Moods of Norway for 1 year. So also, if you go to yearinabrand.com, you can see a bunch of little videos from our fashion show in Oslo. You can see us at the Vegas show. Mm-hmm. We talked about magic.
Magic, yep. Mm-hmm.
And also we did a blizzard party in New York. That was quite fantastic. The rest of the guys got stuck in the blizzard in Oslo, so I ended up hosting the party on my own.
Yeah.
But
oh my gosh.
I guess it turned out okay.
Is the weather pretty brutal up there? It can get
I guess
tough,
it's kind of
huh?
like, I always say Norway is just like Alaska, but civilized.
Really? Wow.
That's
cold, huh?
That.
Wow.
So, it's the same latitude.
It's pretty up there, you know.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So now you have a logo of a tractor here. How is that related?
Yeah, it's all good with the tractors. Now, if you ever go there too, I mean, our brand is all about combining a part of that... you know, Norwegian heritage from the countryside with contemporary fashion trends. Mm. And we find that clash quite interesting. So if you ever go to the Norwegian countryside, you see a bunch of these old vintage tractors on the farms.
That's so cool.
So for us, it made perfect sense to have a tractor as the official logo for the Moods of Norway brand.
Wow, that's cool. So you said you went to Hawaii and that's how you guys got the idea?
Yeah, I went to Hawaii for the Dole pineapples.
Oh, those were okay. That Dole, it is really cool. The farm there is so fun.
I went there for college. I went to Hawaii Pacific University.
Wow, what a place to go to university.
I know.
Yeah, so we lived how many like seven people in a 2-bedroom apartment on Nahua Street in Waikiki.
No way.
And I mean, I was Swedish, so I had like half of the student loans that the Norwegian buddies had. Mm-hmm. So they ended up buying beer every day.
Wow. So you're Swedish, but you're from Norway?
Yeah,
so
born in Sweden, but spent a lot of many years in Norway now.
Okay, now at what age did you move to Norway?
Well, I mean, it was right after Hawaii, so it was probably 25 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so you went to Hawaii, then you went to Norway.
Yeah.
What drew you to Norway?
It was this great group of guys.
Yeah.
We're just in Hawaii, and they just say, "Hey, come to this magical place, Streen, where there's a summer ski center on the glacier."
Uh-huh.
So I just went there, fell in love with the whole place, and you know, we kind of took the inspiration for the Moods brand from there.
Right.
And now we're, you know, kind of sold in.
Wow. Did you ever think you were gonna get into clothing and things? Like
not really. I just kind of got suckered into it.
Yeah.
What did you go to school for?
Studied marketing.
Okay. Oh, well,
good,
there you go.
So that helped.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So at least
yeah.
you're using what you went to school for.
Yeah.
In a way. Like most people I know, like they aren't anymore.
I know. They go and study
art. I'm going to school for philosophy.
Yeah.
And they're like in business.
Literature
or
dance or music.
Okay,
like,
I was one of those for the art. So I totally get that.
Yeah.
What do I do?
No, but you're right. I mean, look, they should have those programs.
Right.
So we can keep people like, you know, like well-rounded.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah, some people can't use it for work and stuff. You know, you just kind of do it. So I don't know, but
actually, Bridget, you came to our the opening party we had on Robertson 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because we thought, I mean, we're just a pretty small brand at that time, and we just we need to do something exceptional to get a little bit of Hollywood attention.
Yeah.
So we brought in 5 tons of snow.
Really?
And we had American celebrities like Kellan Lutz from Twilight, cross-country skiing.
Yep.
And then Bridget was there. She had a snowball fight.
and
it's incredible.
That's
a surprise. It was warm out, like really warm. I was in like a summer dress.
Uh-huh.
And I had like my bear paw boots on. Because I remember that picture is everywhere. And I was in the back and I remember I was laughing because there were a couple girls that I knew that were there. And they're friends of mine, but they're very like, we just are prim and proper and we don't touch anything and this is how we walk. And I was like, oh, come on, there's snow here. We gotta liven it up. And so then I took the snow and I started throwing them at them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, my hair. And I'm like, well, now you're antagonizing me. Like, I want to do more.
Yeah, exactly.
So it became this like fun snowball fight.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember doing snow angels in the back. And then those pictures wound up everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was so much fun. Just
it was
kind
so
of having
much fun.
Cross-country skiing in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was really
tons of
cool.
Snow. Wow.
Yeah.
And so how did you guys meet? I mean, how did you know about this opening and everything?
Through a PR company.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was in like the press calendar or something. I don't remember.
But you felt you had to go.
It seemed like a cool thing. I was like, if this is like a cool new brand, I'm going to check it out. They're having snow. And I will say because of like what was there and it was designed really well, like I got a flyer or something. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. I'm going to go check it out. So
right.
I went with a few friends. And
then what else?
Pass.
Didn't I see you in Sundance one time?
Oh, yeah, Sundance. Yeah, that was awesome.
That's a great place. I love Sundance.
Yeah.
Sundance
I didn't even ski. I think I just ended up partying all the time.
I did both. And then I was like drunk on the slope. Like, this is
Are you
a little
good?
Hungover. I used to be really, really good. This past year, since I've broken myself, I've taken it easy.
But then, something happened with the motorcycle, right?
Yeah, I crashed. And
let's take it easy. Take it easy on two wheels.
The whole Harley
broke my ankle
in
three places, and it's still not
That
right.
was a big Harley, too, huh?
Yeah, and that was back in September, and I'm still not, like, even to wear the shoes that I'm wearing, I can't. Like, I know it's retarded, but because of it cuts under the ankle, it's putting pressure on the inside part of it, which is, it's weird because it broke on the outside part, but it's the inside part the bike fell on that part.
Right.
So when you guys do these talk shows, you just kind of let it flow?
Yeah.
Just see what happens? Like what people talk about?
Yeah, pretty much. And we bring guests like you and stuff.
All right.
You know?
So
you went to Norway. And did you guys decide to bring fashions from there? Is that where you designed?
No, but the whole idea, I mean, we were always really interested in funky, fun clothing. So we bought a bunch of vintage Hawaiian shirts in Hawaii
for
like $3-4.
Yeah.
And then we took them to Norway to this local bar called Basecamp. And we arranged these Hawaiian Wednesdays in the Norwegian countryside where we mixing pineapple drinks with vodka, people getting drunk, and then we're selling these vintage Hawaiian shirts.
Right.
Oh my
gosh. Everyone kind of got in the Hawaiian spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we realized, I mean, it was pretty interesting to kind of be in the clothing industry, even though it was small scale.
Right.
And then through my friends, Simon Stolnak and Peter Burson, they had some connections with a factory down in Bulgaria. So we just started making the first few suit jackets, just took a bus down there and bought some fabric. Managed to get a small sample line produced and actually managed to sell some stuff in Norway, and then it was started.
Right. So the designs they were done by you guys.
Yeah,
right?
We did everything.
Yeah, it's
we
not just, like you hired a clothing designer.
No. We started from absolutely nothing.
Really?
It was just.
Did they have background in clothing?
No, not really.
Really.
It was just Simon's mom had. She was designing bridal gowns, so she had a connection in Bulgaria.
Mm.
So went down there to Plovdiv. We're eating a lot of great shopska salads that you eat down there. Designed a small collection, went back, managed to sell it into a few of the accounts in Norway.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it was just up and running.
I'm always fascinated because I worked for this one clothing company back in the day, and it was like a cashmere company. So I saw how it is to go in with stores and show them what you have, and it's a good product, because it was like a high-end, nice cashmere company. What I've always was amazed by was how do you get it, like, you have this idea in your head, and you want to put it on. Do you put it on paper? Do you go to someone to draw it? Or do you go into like a factory? Like I watched on like that show on TV, I forget what it was called, Made in America. And you go in, they had one of jeans. They went into a factory and they're like, we want these jeans, but we want them like this. And we want them this like this, and then this pocket like this. Can you make it? And they made a sample. Mm. Is that kind of like what you do? Like you tell them what it is and then you look at the samples and you're like, no, refix that or...
Yeah, usually you start with some kind of illustrated file.
Okay.
Where you kind of, say what kind of Pantone color you want, what kind of,
Got
stitching, what, the size of the, prints and so forth.
Okay.
And then you usually get a first sample, and then maybe you can correct afterwards.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So,
okay.
But obviously it helps if you're a good communicator. You know, the better you can communicate your vision in the first place, obviously it's going to turn out better.
Yeah.
I guess I just always wonder, you know, like I have this crazy, awesome idea that I will do one day for like NFL line. You know, like a girl's like NFL line. Like it's in my, you know, I love sports. So I have it in my head, but I'm like, well, I don't, I mean, I could draw it, but then who do you go to? And it's
That,
I don't know.
That's what I'm fascinated with. It's like, you know, when you design, you kind of draw it.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have different body types and things like that, body shapes, you know. And
we like the pear shape.
Yeah.
That's our favorite.
Yeah. So that's what you go after.
Now, everything is, if you read here inside the label, inside the jacket, made with love by really, really pretty blonde girls. You like that, Bridget?
That's awesome.
Is that what it
says? I do like that. And it's
obviously, it's a jacket for men.
It's really, really cute.
Just playing a little bit with the Norwegian stereotype. You know, people here, actually, they don't know anything about Norway.
Really?
You guys know anything about Norway?
Not really.
Not much, really.
I know that they're skiing. I know it's beautiful.
Very
cool. That's all I know. And there's hot people.
Yeah. But what's fun is that people usually have, even though they don't know anything about the country of Norway, they have a positive connotation to it. So for us, always been it's been fun to promote this brand here in the U.S.
Right.
Now, actually, and I will say this, totally random, but like, you know, the reconnection healing stuff that I do. So there are, and Norway has the most reconnected people in, in all of the world. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the most reconnected country.
Yeah.
That's another thing I know about Norway, but that's it.
The Saint Scandinavians are one of ones of the happiest people
in
the world.
Yeah, the Danish
are
supposed to be the happiest, and then, you know, the Swedes and Norwegians are right after.
Why?
Well, they probably, I don't know, maybe they drink beer during the lunch break.
Maybe it's because, remember the commercial I told you about? I did topless skydiving commercial that only aired over in Norway, like Denmark, Norway.
Is that
like,
why you're still so perky? Because you never got the drag?
Ooh. I guess so. But maybe it's because, like, and it aired on their, like, they watch TV and nudity doesn't matter, you know, like being topless, who cares?
Right.
It aired, like, all over the place on your guys' TV. Now, here, my dad found out and was like, oh my God, what is this? And of course, it became Maxim's number one commercial.
Really?
But over there, it's like, you know, it's, and it's funny. It's really funny. It's selling a washer and dryer over there. Yeah, it's really crazy. It's called Flaggard.
So what else do you guys know about
Norway?
But anyway,
that's the only thing I know about.
Nothing really.
Cool.
I mean, you know,
Oslo. You want to come over? You should come over. You should go salmon fishing. Go skiing.
I would totally do that. What? Can you go fishing and skiing at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. In Sweden, where we have the headquarters, you have you can go salmon fishing down on the river during the day. Well, and then and then you can also go snowboarding up on the glacier at the Stryn Summer Ski Center.
Wow.
Cool.
So what things should we know about Norway? I mean, you know, an average American, what should they know?
All right, let's start with the basics.
All right.
Okay.
Population, about 5.5 million.
Okay.
We got the capital of Oslo, which is beautiful.
Right.
Which is hosting the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Which was originally in Sweden, but the actual Peace Prize was given to Norway. So that's that's given there once a year.
Okay.
Right.
Of course, Norway had the Lillehammer Olympics. That was kind of what put Norway on the map.
What's Lillehammer Olympics?
The Olympic Games.
Okay.
They had the Olympic Games in
Lillehammer.
Lillehammer.
And they won everything.
That's the name of the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the Norwegians won everything in the cross-country skiing and the ski jumping.
Because they knew their own stuff.
And that's perfectly ties back to the snowball fight party, right? Because didn't we have cross-country skiing there?
That's right. You did. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
They did. They actually did. And I tried it out.
Really?
It was really funny.
So, yeah. Besides from that, obviously, it has some amazing fish. Great fish industry.
Yeah.
And now there's more fashion and architects and musicians coming out of Norway as well.
Right, yeah. And I think the reason they're happy there is crime is pretty low, wouldn't you say, out there?
Yeah. Or? It's...
It's not like here, you know. I mean, people are gun happy.
And it's interesting because it's like, okay, well, why is it more happier over there? Is it because, you know, you're just raised differently? Like, you don't, there's no, like, are there fast food places like here, too? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, my whole point is I feel like eating crappy foods makes people crappy in a way.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, that's one example. There's many things I can go off
of. But I think it's actually.
Are you guys healthier
general? A lot of the healthy food and the trends feel like they're coming from California, though, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're being adapted. Yeah. Now, I just see all these fresh pressed juices.
Right.
They're now coming to Norway, but that's like a year.
Okay.
They were here 2 years ago.
Got it.
Right. And I bet in Norway, Hawaii is like paradise for you guys. I mean, this is where everybody wants to go. I mean,
oh, no,
obviously,
he
went to university there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
No, it was fantastic. No, I really, really enjoyed Waikiki. It was beautiful. I also worked, to make a little extra income in college. I also worked for a construction company. I was hanging some drywall up on the North Shore.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Painted a house in Kona.
Oh, yeah.
I remember sitting up there. Yeah. We had a little sick pack of beer and had a 360 ocean view, and I was
really?
In heaven.
Wow.
And how many years were you there in Hawaii?
I was just there 1 year, but my partner, Simon, he was there for 5 years, so he's totally Hawaiian out.
What?
Yeah. You meet this guy.
He's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Hawaiians seem really happy, too.
Yeah, they do. They do in a way. Yeah. I would say I know a little bit more about there because I have, like, friends that have lived there, too. And
right.
Kind of depends, though.
Yeah, it just depends. Yeah. I think that they're really happy, but I feel like a lot of the natives, it's a bit of both.
Yeah. So the clothing, you started marketing in Norway. Did you start spreading it to Europe as well? Or
yeah,
did you come straight to L.A.?
No, we did for the first years. I remember I was driving around with sample collections, drove to, you know, Zurich, Spain. We had an agent in Bilbao. And, you know, Germany and France.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started to focus more on the U.S. market and actually moved over here, set up the corporation, set up the store.
Mm-hmm.
And now in September, we actually opened one on Green Street in Soho, New York, which is the flagship. So that's kind of our that's our claim to Norwegian fashion fame.
Exactly. No, that's awesome. Yeah.
So we had a really, really blonde party when we opened there. We had about 500 blonde wigs.
Yeah, there you go.
We flew in the band. Poolside from LA.
Yeah.
It's an incredible band.
Right.
And I think we had 300 to 400 people there. So instead of the snow party, which we had in LA, we did the really, really blonde party. Which was, again, playing on the stereotype.
Yeah, there you
Norwegian
go.
Girls
yeah.
are not all blonde, by the way.
I know.
People think so.
I know. Wonder why that is.
Because many of them are blonde, you know?
Okay.
I mean, yes.
Well, are the majority, like, the majority are blonde?
I don't know why the majority,
would they?
You just have to go there and find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys picked LA. Is that because it's trendy here and everything?
Well, just for the good salads.
I would think New York, you know, for fashion would be the first choice, no?
Yeah, actually, it would probably be the first choice. So I think it was just the sunshine and just the whole good energy and a lot of factor. We also got a contract with a creative artist agency. I think that was one of the reasons why we decided on Los Angeles.
Right.
Now, how do you go about doing that? Say you have your line's doing really well over there, and then so do they hear about you and approach you, or do you go and search for?
They kind of approached us, and we had some meetings, and so they helped us actually with their work visas. They helped us find the Robertson location.
Uh-huh.
It was good. They were kind of holding our hand there for a while. So
that's awesome.
Sounds good. So now I would imagine fashion, you know, in I think in warm climate like here. You can't go as wild as with winter clothes, wouldn't you say? I mean, you know, in winter clothes, you have jackets, coats, scarves, you know, sweaters, things like that. In the summer, it's like a T-shirt and jeans, right? So so how did you guys adjust to that? I mean, so you obviously have summer clothes mainly here, right?
Well, it's all on the same. I mean, we designed a Scandinavian collection, so it's in this. For the summer collection, it's lighter and more, you know, happier, brighter colors.
Right.
And fall collections, people tend to want to buy a little more earthy tones for
fall. Darker.
So, therefore, you know, our fall winter collections are a bit more, you know, toned down.
Right.
So that's a natural dynamic in the industry.
Right. I mean, do you find that you sell a lot of winter clothes here as well?
Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah, absolutely. And we have, you know, people here that are going skiing later and so forth. So we sell outerwear here too. But obviously, we sell more outerwear in New York.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then you sell online as well, right?
Absolutely.
So you have two stores and the website.
Absolutely. Moodsofnorway.com. And yeah, we actually just launched with the incredible partner Nordstrom's. They're Swedish, actually.
Oh, they are?
The Nordstrom family.
I think I did know that.
That's an interesting story about Mr. Nordstrom. He was part of the gold rush in 1849.
Really? Wow.
So he went up to Alaska, found some gold, and he got a little bit of gold, went back to Seattle, and bought half a shoe store in 1901.
Wow.
Really?
And, you know,
bought
now you have, 130 stores or something like that?
Yeah.
So we're happy. We just launched with them, and they're doing really well with our shoes.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
That's really cool. I mean, you got to be happy.
Those shoes are awesome.
Yeah, I know. They are. I know. I saw them in the elevator, but I didn't know it was our guest.
Yeah.
And I'm going, look at those pink boots. You know, I mean, that's different.
I just got this really masculine... suede pink shoes on.
They are, but they look great. That's what I love about like the brand too. It's like it's a big mix of like colors that guys were used to be scared to wear.
Right.
They now see it really well put together, and they're like, oh, and I see them wearing it more.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You see, I have Nikes that are red. They're really cool.
Yeah.
But people always make comment about it, so I stopped wearing them.
I think that when guys wear pink, it shows how confident you can be. And
really?
I like pink on a guy. I like turquoise on a guy.
I think pink is the new black.
I think so too.
You think so? Yeah. Everybody wears it now?
Absolutely. I love bright colors.
Everyone's like, doing it.
Everyone's doing it. You should too.
I know. I see on your website you have a lot of pink, you know?
Yeah, we actually, I mean, the whole, I guess we love the pink. So we had this interesting little phenomenon. We bought a fishing boat, a 49-foot fishing boat in 2006.
Really?
And we bought a lot of pink paint and just painted the whole boat and toured it around Norway.
That's rad.
So that was just kind of a little shows how much we love the pink color in this company.
Yeah, it does stand out and stuff. And I can see you have great shoes, and you have the same style in other colors and stuff as well, right?
Absolutely. It's all about we're in America, you know, it's all about variety.
Right.
You know what I will say too, like, and I still wear them, which is really funny. Back at the launch party, they had these, oh my God, it was so cute. I have these, and they're like my favorite pair of pajama pants. Mm. They're like red and blue with tractors all over them.
Oh, that's awesome. And they came with a hat.
And came with a hat, like a Santa hat. And yes, I wear them.
So those we actually call, let me see, we call it the reflecting Sunday superwear.
Okay.
So
I love it.
Kind of reflect, you know.
Yeah.
Think about what you did last night.
Yeah.
So then you can wear those, and it all comes together in perfect harmony.
And they're so comfortable. Like, I wear them everywhere. I don't care. I'll walk
should
to
we
the
have,
coffee shop.
Would you help to host a slumber party in the store with PJs?
Oh, my God. I would love to do it. That would be so fun.
Would that be legal?
Can I get a pink pair?
But wouldn't that be
legal?
Fun?
Why
we're
not?
Actually
so
going to... We're right now. We're doing
that.
Something really exciting here in the LA market now, too. Yeah. We've got an incredible opportunity to... open a store on Melrose.
Okay.
So we might operate with two stores for a while, but then we will relocate to Melrose, which will be fantastic because there where they sell a lot of menswear.
It's a better fit, I think, for you. You know,
so
really
maybe that's what we
street.
Should do for the launch. Do a slumber party.
I will help you do it. That will be so fun. Yeah. We'll have like popcorn. You could have like a popcorn machine and like. You know what I mean? Because I think, like, when I'm doing a slumber party, I have popcorn. There's like pillow fights.
Yeah, could we do it?
We could have a whole room. Yeah, you could have like a whole area or like a box area where you have like pillow fights and like there's like feathers everywhere or you jump in the feathers. That could be messy, but it could be really fun if it's contained in like a room.
Yeah.
I have to think about
that's
that.
Good. That's
All right. That sounds good. Yeah.
I like it. Sign me up.
So now that you guys are here, is it still manufactured in Bulgaria or do you guys go somewhere else?
Well, we do. So we're a full lifestyle brand. We do a lot of different product categories in different price points. So you kind of match your price point with the production company. So we produce in Italy, Portugal, Bulgaria, Turkey, China. It all depends on the product.
Wow,
and now we're actually, which is very exciting, we're looking into making denim and t-shirts here in L.A.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Let's go local.
That's awesome.
There you go. That's
really
what people wear.
Yeah.
Because
here,
L.A. is so known for making incredible denim.
Right.
So for us, it would be super cool to make denim here and also then sell those products in Norway.
Mm.
You know, Moods are Norway made in L.A., made in downtown L.A.
Yeah, that
is
would
really
be cool.
Yeah.
Don't tell them it's downtown, though. Yeah. Downtown sucks.
Actually, I will say that that's where I go to get all my fashion stuff because that's where I learned the right way. Yeah. That's where, like, for example, my dress company, everyone's always like, where did you get these gowns? And they're incredible. Atria Collection. And his shop and factory is downtown where everyone else is. It's the fashion district. And yes, Santee Street, like that, or like the avenue, basically, it's like all these warehouses and like shops and whatnot. And there's one store that makes the same, it's basically they make stuff for Victoria's Secret. They're pink pants, and it's before they slap the label on it. So you can actually buy the pants for $20, $10, instead of having the VS label on it, which were then $50, you know? So it's like... okay. And I discovered that and I'm like, I have a ton now. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, they're comfy. I like the way they fit, you know?
Yeah. It's amazing what branding does, you know? Major in marketing and stuff, so you know this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the consumer, they want to identify with certain things. Or,
right.
You know, you want to kind of choose what you like and what you don't like, and that's where brands come into place.
Right.
Now, how do you find, do you guys create, I mean, because I know I find this cool too. So, like, do you create the patterns or do you have a place that already has the fabrics?
Well, now we're starting to do more and more 100% original Moose Norway fabrics and prints for the suit jackets, both for men and women. So that's super exciting because then you kind of own a pattern.
That's so awesome.
So that's exciting. Yeah. But when we started, the volumes were so small, so we had to use other factories that we found in Paris or in Istanbul.
Cool.
Yeah. Great tea in Istanbul, by the way.
Really?
We used to, we went down there to see the factories, and they have such amazing tea.
Really?
And they drink tea all day long.
Yeah. Really?
And some lamb kebabs.
Yeah.
I'm good on the lamb. But
you're good on the
lamb. I'm good on the lamb.
You don't like tea that much?
No, tea. I love tea. I don't like lamb.
Oh, I see. You don't like the lamb.
No, here's the thing.
I know. It's like an acquired taste. I love lamb, but many people don't like it.
You know what else is interesting about Istanbul? People honk like crazy.
Really?
Traffic down there.
It's horrible.
Here,
Worse than here.
There's a lot of traffic here, right? But you don't really hear people honking.
People don't honk.
It's more of the finger.
And you know what? It's the rest of the world. It's only in America that people don't honk that much. But you go anywhere else, you know, Middle East, even Europe and stuff, you know, people are impatient. They're like, beep, 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 you know, nonstop.
Yeah.
And I see you guys have dancing shoes, too, for men, which
is
amazing.
It's all about the dancing shoes.
Yeah. Well, it's actually
the regular shoes, but we just love to call the whole concept the Mood Centerway dancing shoes.
Yeah.
So it can kind of improve your game on any international dance floor.
That's so awesome.
Right.
We're going to take dancing lessons soon.
Yeah. Do you want to dance on Norwegian disco?
Yeah.
At the slumber party, can we dance Norwegian disco?
Oh my God, we have to. Okay, that would be rad. We should do like a dance.
I'm so excited already. I kind of want to open. I think the opening will be this summer at one point on Melrose.
Sign me up. I'm totally helping.
Yeah.
See, I love like it's just like the brand is like pretty. Like look at all these pretty colors.
Yeah, I know. Now you guys carry accessories. I see watches and
watches, shoes, and
cologne,
a lot of stuff.
That
we even
cool.
we made
is
it
that
to
all,
be.
Is that all branded by you? I mean, or is that like other brands?
No,
the
it's,
watches.
It's,
and
we don't do
like
a license. The only license we have is with eyewear. All the other products, even perfume, we make ourselves.
Wow. That's amazing. Awesome. So you guys have really expanded your line here.
Yeah.
And we did something that was quite fascinating for us was that we got picked by the Norwegian government to be on the official stamp of Norway.
Stop it.
So we have a picture of us at the first trade show when we rented a house that had Anna Nicole Smith's pink bed in it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So we have a picture of us laying in a bed, in a pink bed, and that's a
they
stamp
made a
in Norway
stamp
now.
Out of this?
Yeah. So I wish my grandma was alive so I can send her a postcard.
You're pulling our leg here now. Come on.
No, he's serious.
Really?
Yeah. These are really cool sandals.
Wow.
Yeah. The shoes.
The watches, cologne, I mean, everything. Wow, that's pretty cool. How many products do you estimate you guys
have? I don't even know. It's a few thousand.
A few thousand products.
This is great. I mean, I'm so, like, happy for you guys.
I
really
am. You start from nothing, and then you grow.
It's the American dream.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
It is. It is the American dream.
So, but it's really fun. It's been very fun to build the brand here in the U.S. and I love to communicate with the consumers. I'm going to Minneapolis now on Saturday. Mm. We're having a fashion show there with it's a Norwegian Heritage Museum.
Oh,
really?
So we're gonna do a little show there and then going over to New York for the press previews.
That's awesome. There was a lady, the girl that was in here, and she was do you remember her name? She came in for this juice company and she was from Norway. And she's really well known. I think
she was from Norway,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah, she was like I think 20 sometime. Cover of Playboy.
Right.
She's from like I think in the 60s. She's older, but you would not believe older. And she was wearing a Moods of Norway shirt.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
I was like, I commented, that's when I was talking to her afterwards. And I commented and I said, nice shirt. And she goes, oh yeah, I really love it. It's so comfortable. I love this brand. And then I'm like, I happen to know who the owners are. And so I did. And I got her info to give you. I thought she's always out there doing stuff. She has, she's the playmate that has ever had the most covers.
Right. Yeah.
In all of Playboy.
Yeah. She used to be really beautiful. I mean, now she's pretty too, but she's older. She's 62.
She's in her 60s. But I did.
But women get more beautiful when they age, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some.
But but perhaps we can have some juices too. Juices, Norwegian disco at the slumber party on Melrose when Moods and All we open there.
Oh, I'll connect you. It'll be awesome. Yeah. Oh, this is fun. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your family, are they still in Sweden?
Yeah, they're all in Sweden. Yeah. But they usually come over here, you know, and just enjoy the sunshine.
Stuff, yeah.
Play some golf. My mom actually broke her foot on the golf
really?
A golf course last year. Well, now she's fine.
Should I ask how?
Yeah, well, how do you break your foot in the golf course?
Yeah, it was
such a slow...
Exactly,
you know what?
That's
it's
what I asked too.
Something I would do. Maybe she fell in one of the holes.
Yeah.
I, you know?
So, but besides from that, they're super happy. Yeah, it's fun to have your family over once
yeah.
in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
awesome.
What about you? Did you build your own family here yet, or are you still?
No, I'm still. I don't know. We've been working quite a bit. Yeah, just enjoying.
Still young. What the hell, you know? Yeah, there's a lot. Enjoying all the blonde and non-blonde girls in LA.
it's not so much.
Don't you think a lot of beautiful girls in LA? Huh? I mean, it seems like everybody that's beautiful moves here.
It's a very friendly city to me.
Yeah.
You enjoy it here?
Absolutely. It's great.
You've been here 4 years, right?
Yeah, 4 years and still living.
Now with the New York store, I mean, do you have to go there a lot? Or do you think you... Well, I guess because you're having the Melrose store soon. It's a lot of work over here,
so
too.
So New York, but. But New York, we have a great store manager there.
Yeah,
and but we love to go there, of course.
Yeah.
It's a very different city.
Would you ever move there?
No, I don't think so. I think everyone in L.A.,
yeah.
They love New York, but they would never move there.
Right.
Have you seen, like, shit that L.A. people say?
Yes. That seems so funny. Have you seen it?
Don't move to the West Side. I'm never going to see you.
And it's funny because it's so true in a way. Like, my girlfriends who live over there, I'm like, I'm not driving over there. Even though it's, like, you know, a couple miles. Like, I have a friend of mine that came to visit, and she's like Allison Tripp, when she came, she's like, well, it's only 12 miles. I'm like, that is like 2 hours.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I'm like, no, that.
Have you ever played the game Homeless or Hipster?
No.
If you go to Silver Lake? You have
it? Hey, I live by there, so thanks very much. Of course, what would you say about me today?
You look beautiful.
Oh, totally. In my awesome workout gear.
I kind of want to go and do Pilates with you after.
Do you?
Can I go in my jeans?
You could.
Pink shoes?
Sure, with your
I don't know
shoes,
if they'd be very stretchy, but you could try.
It's fine.
So now I'm looking at your locations. You got quite a few in Norway, huh?
Yeah, I think we opened 16 stores in Norway.
Wow,
that's awesome.
So
really trendy looking stores.
Yeah, we designed the official collection for the Norwegian Olympic team as well. So
what
they were wearing in London last year, and also what they will be wearing in Russia. When Russia is going to host the Olympic Games next time.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
So it's cool to see, you know, the Norwegian, especially the female Olympic snowboard team, all wearing Moods on Norway. You know, it's cool.
Yeah,
I love to see girls doing 720s in our clothes.
720. It is kind of awesome, though. I mean, be like, that's ours.
But
that's a huge accomplishment to be, like, designing the team for the team.
Yeah, it is. Fun. So now, in the beginning, how did you guys get all the money to get started?
Yeah, it was... very, very small operation. Just did very, very small. We didn't take out any salaries. So, grassroots start for sure.
Great. So,
that's
it's
so
definitely
great.
The American story, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. You know, you're starting from nothing and you become big, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty impressive. So, in the States, you have 2 stores so far?
Yeah, just one on Robertson. We will open Melrose. And then we have one on Green Street right in the heart of Soho, New York.
Right.
We just signed a lease for Mall of America. We will open there
right
in the heart of
the
Scandinavians.
That's why you're going to Minneapolis.
So we'll probably open there in, I think, September.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we're looking at Fillmore in San Francisco for a...
San Fran would be great, I think for
you
guys, too.
That's really great for juicing, too, right?
It is great for juicing.
We can just juice it up and
you know, I'm trying to open...
in some Norwegian clothes.
I'm trying to open a juicing place, so...
Yeah.
We could, like, combine something.
Maybe I can help out somehow.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you can do it here. You don't have to go to the Mall of America to do it.
I could start here and I could branch out.
Yeah, that's true.
Why not?
Well, for everyone just joining us, it's the end of the show, so I don't know why you're only joining us now. But
we're
talking to Stefan from Moods of Norway. They have a great fashion line, and you guys can find them at moodsofnorway.com. And I guess you can buy anything on the website, too.
Also, what's exciting, if you want to check out some really cool behind-the-scenes videos from fashion shows and random events that we put together, go to Lloyd Boston's yearinabrand.com. Yearinabrand.com, that's It's actually pretty good.
Really?
I mean, not to brag, but it's some interesting stuff going on there.
Really? And they're always having fun. They're always doing really cool, fun things. That's what I think is incredible about you two, because you guys are so humble and fun, and like, it's just, they're great.
Yeah.
They're a great group of guys.
You just missed us at Coachella. I wish you were there.
I know. I was working.
I thought
working
Coachella is just starting, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was last weekend and also next.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. And you went there?
Oh,
it was so incredible.
Instagram.
I can't believe we saw I got to see Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
Really?
I love Flea.
That's
He's
awesome.
The most amazing bass player. I just totally
That's
got
awesome.
Off on
him.
Because my son is going. That's why I know that it's this weekend
it's
as well.
Well, last it's weekend were weekends? A lot of the big parties. So, right. like, I know, like, H&M party was really big. And, like, a lot of my friends, like, went to a ton of stuff.
Bridget, aren't you a big party girl?
I like going to the events. You know what I mean? I like the events. But I was working the dental show.
Yeah. Well, aren't you really popular? Like, people just, like... check you out and you just love to go to events.
I don't know, do they?
You should know.
I don't know what you speak of.
That's funny.
But I, you know, it's funny. I did want to go. A lot of my friends went. They went on Saturday night. But again, like I had duties. I was working a convention.
Yeah, someone has to work. Well,
somebody's got to work. Yeah. And the thing is, I've been here for 10 years, so I've done almost everything there is to do. And
but I think you got pretty nice teeth for selling dental stuff. You know, it's a good match.
Thank you.
What if you had like super scraggly snaggle teeth?
I don't think they'd hire me. You need to leave.
I don't think she would be a model, period.
Yeah. And then it's funny because like I'm doing like the ankle show. There's like, which is really funny. I want to do it. And I don't know. I do all kinds of weird stuff. And they're like, must have pretty feet. And I was laughing and I go to my agent who books me for the conventions and he's like, and I'm like, I have pretty feet. And I go, no joke. Like, I'm not even kidding. Whenever I go to an event, they always take photos of my feet and
really?
They sell them. They're on eBay. Right. And I'm wearing tennis shoes, so you can't tell now. But there are like all of these like shoe photos. Like, it's so funny. They're all over eBay. They're all over Google. And it's like, why?
Wow.
Like, I don't get.
Because the ankles are nice.
What's, I don't
what,
get
you have a nice ratio between like big toe to ankle?
I guess so. I don't know. It's funny. So I was like, so what I did was I like put Bridgetta's feet in like Google. Uh-huh. And there's like an actual thing on Wikipedia just on feet. And mine are in there, which is really weird. So as a joke, I like sent it. And I go, see, I told you I had pretty feet. So they say, I think feet are ugly. So personally, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got hired because of it.
Yeah,
they're looking
awesome.
At my feet all day.
Yeah, some people just love feet, you know, women's feet.
Feet
yeah.
are like stinky and just gross and like, ugh.
I know.
They
I
touch
know,
like,
they like
the ground.
Yeah, the stinkier the better sometimes, I think, you know.
It's just so gross. I'm like such a germaphobe. Like, I can't, like, oh my God. You walk on the ground in bare feet and then you don't come anywhere near me or put those feet on my couch or on my, you wear socks.
Yeah.
You know, you wear socks. I am just so weird with it. Anyway.
Wow. Well, Stefan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
You're
so much for having me.
I know.
This has
Thanks
been incredible.
Congratulations on the great company.
I'm extremely excited about hopefully putting together this slumber party.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it, and then we'll come back on, and then we're going to announce it, and everyone has to come.
Yeah, so stay tuned to check out the website. They're going to probably announce the events and everything. So
and you know me and
cool.
my blabbermouth, I'll blab it. Well, when need be.
Yeah.
You tell me when, and it's that you've released it.
Okay, so one last time, go to moodsofnorway.com. Right. If you're in LA, go out and check out the store
or
on
Twitter.
Robertson.
Twitter is Moods of Norway, at Moods of Norway.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotta get Twitter
thanks,
in there.
Thanks, Bridgetta. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.